Get down! Don't let that flying dinosaurs get you!
What do you mean, what flying dinosaurs? Where have you been the last 5 hours?
It's those nasty velociraptor dinosaurs from those Jurassic Park movies. I wasn't supposed to see them because they went against the Bible, but I did see them at the friend's house. Except there's something different with these ones. They have wings. Big feathery wings. They kept sweeping down out of the sky or popping out of doorways and then carrying random people off into the sky. But they're not random. I've seen the pattern. One of the first ones they got was the reverend from my church. Then all of those old ladies that sit up front. Those dinosaurs are taking the chosen ones up into heaven. It's the Velociraptor. No, I'm not insane. You can see them outside the library right now. Look, there goes the Sunday school teacher, kicking and screaming. She doesn't look all that happy to be going up to heaven. Maybe if the raptor wasn't biting their shoulder like that. Except, it's not really a raptor. I think it's an angel. But angels aren't what we thought they were. I hid in this library when this first started, and for the first time, I read a book not approved by parents. It talked about how the dinosaurs went extinct, except for some. They evolved into birds. But what if some evolved into angels? Or what we thought were angels, at least, with big, beautiful wings. They always taught us in private schools that angels were beautiful, but terrifying creatures. Well, just look at those things. Or maybe they were just normal dinosaurs at first. Then they had their own rapture, and God made the worthy ones into angels, just like he's supposed to turn the worthy humans into angels. Although, what served for angels to the dinosaurs? Oh, I've started to think all kind of thoughts like that since this started. Wicked thoughts too. Like how the world might actually be older than a few thousand years old, like they taught us at school. Or how evolution might be real. So maybe my religion doesn't hold all the answers. On the other hand, dinosaur angels and the rapture do imply some kind of higher power. So science doesn't know everything either, apparently. But what kind of a god sent velociraptors down to take the chosen to heaven? I don't think some of them are going to survive it. What with the blood loss and the limbs falling off? This is either very poor planning and someone's just being mean. And heaven? What can heaven be like if all of this is happening? I always thought heaven would be like Disneyland, but now it seems like it's more like Jurassic Park. I don't want to spend eternity in Jurassic Park. But maybe I don't have to. The Velociraptor angels aren't taking everyone. They're leaving most people alone unless they get in the way. They're just taking the holiest of the chosen people with them. Then they will be gone and the earth will be left to the Antichrist for a while. Yeah, that doesn't necessarily sound all that good either. But can it be worse than have a heaven full of dinosaurs? And I'm less willing to accept everything that I was taught in my religious school as fact anymore. Maybe having the Antichrist in charge will be a good thing. I'm willing to take my chances. Except, I'm pretty sure I'm among one of the chosen. So far, it's been mostly people from my church that has been taken, even Lisa.
and she wasn't pure like I am. She licked a boy's penis. I was kind of counting on her burning in hell for that one. But considering that the top half of her body is being taken up to heaven in the jaws of a velociraptor, I guess I'll settle for that. Obviously, I have to sin, so I'm not good enough for heaven anymore. I was thinking that all of these books I've been reading and ideas I'd been thinking might be enough, but they did take Lisa. And licking a boy's penis has to be at least as bad as reading a real science book or questioning the Bible. I tried to think all kinds of evil things I could do to damn myself, but most of them take too long, like voting for a liberal politician or playing Dungeons & Dragons. I don't even know how to play, and even then, I would need someone to play with. Then you came along. You must have been in the back of the library studying and missed all of this. You look smart. You look like Dungeon and Dragon Stripe. I was thinking that we could play a game, maybe. Except, that would take too long. You probably don't even have those evil books or devil dice with you. So I guess I'll just have to go with Plan B. We'll have to fornicate. You don't mind, do you? I never saw you at church, so you can't be all that moral, which is a good thing. I need someone to corrupt my poor little body, so if they're not of my church, that's better. Maybe you're from a totally different faith, or even a taste. It doesn't really matter, I guess, as long as you're a man. Although, I guess actually a woman would have worked really well for sinning too. Now that I think about it. But you're the first person to come along. Now, you do want to fornicate with me, don't you? I'm pretty sure that you would want to. I used to get detention at school all the time for causing lustful thoughts in the schoolboys just by crossing my legs or shaking my hair. I can't help how I look or how my body feels out. So this purity ring is coming right off. Sorry, Daddy, but you're probably in heaven right now, or inside a velociraptor angel, or both. So you probably won't care. But I prefer to stay on earth and uneaten or mauled or anything like that. Well, other than the mauling implicit in sexual relationship, I guess. But it has to be better than what those angels have in store for me, right? Let me undo my bliss. We don't have much time, I think. But this will be my first time. I always expected it to be on my wedding night, in a fancy hotel room, but under the circumstances right now here in the library works. But let's work up to it. Okay? Now you see me without the blush from my schoolgirl uniform. That's scandalous enough with just the bra on. But I'm going to let you touch them too. But only through the bra at first. Oh, nice. I've never had a man touch me like that. It feels so naughty. Which is just what I need. To avoid heaven, that is. I'm not a lustful girl. Even if I really do like to ride my bicycle a lot more than a proper young girl should. Let me take off the bra now. I'm less nervous. At least about you, I'm still pretty nervous about the velociraptors. But it's time for you to see my breast. Not even another girl has seen them in years. Not since they began to get like this. And no one has ever touched them. like that. And if you wanted to kiss them, I wouldn't mind too much. Wait, let me help you out of your shirt. You just keep doing what you're doing. I want to undress you, and maybe not stop with just the shirt. I think I can figure out the pants too. Although I was only allowed to wear dresses. There we go. Let me just slide them off. I can see it poking against your underwear. Is it always like that, or did I do that to you? Please tell me I did that. I need all the naughty encouragement I can get, but you're already doing a good job with your hands on my breast and your lips, but maybe I should encourage you more. I can take off your underwear, at least if I can figure out how to get it down past that thing. Okay, there we go. It's bigger than I thought it would be. It's not like those Greek statues I used to look at all the time in the art books, but I can't be scared of it. I mean, compared to a Velociraptor, it's not nearly as big or scary. I can even touch it, I think. I'll need to at some point, so it might as well be now. Does that feel good? I can just move my hands up and down over it. Now, reach under my skirt and pull down my panties. I don't want to let go of you. And I think I like the idea of you taking them off yourself. And now that they're off, you can maybe touch me like I'm touching you. Oh, this is definitely naughty. I bet it's worse than I think that Lucy ever did. But I'm not going to risk my eternal life on not going far enough. Please keep touching it, playing with it. Yeah, especially that part. Make me feel good. And I'll make you feel good at the same time. It feels so good when we're touching each other with our hands. But Lisa did lick that guy's penis. So maybe I should lick yours. And maybe you could lick my pussy while I am using my mouth on you. Just lie down on your back. Now we'll get on the top. Facing the other ways. Then you... Never mind. You obviously know what to do. Oh goodness, your tongue is just incredible. So big and strong. It's prying me open. And no, it's not just your saliva making me wet down there. You're making me feel so dirty. But I think I like it. And it makes me want to do this for you. Much of it in my mouth, especially with me licking at me like that. But I can see why it's so good to this boy. I like the feel of it in my mouth like this. Why did you stop? Why did you make me stop? I suppose we need to do that to make sure that I don't go to heaven. It might have been not enough already, where I'm safe from the rapture and the raptures, but I shouldn't risk it. And I'm so turned on right now. I think even without angelic dinosaurs running amok outside, I'd still want to have sex with you right now. But it has to be missionary position, please. It's the only position I've heard of, and I want the feeling of you on top of me. I think maybe it won't matter so much that I'm so experienced then, but I'm definitely motivated by everything going on outside and what's going on inside my body right now. You've got me feeling all kinds of wonderfully wicked things. Now there's one more wicked thing I want to feel inside me. I'll lift up my skirt for you, just that. And my stockings are the only thing that I'm wearing. I always felt so naughty for letting a boy see even a little bit of my thighs when I was sitting in class or something. And now you're seeing everything. But we'll be doing so much more soon. Oh my gosh, you're getting on top of me. We're going to do it. No, I'm not changing my mind. I want to do this. It's just so overwhelming. What with everything going on. But do it, please. We need to have sex. I'm not resisting at all. I'll even spread my legs nicely for you. I can even ask you very politely. Please, please, won't you have sex with me and take my virginity? I am so, so horny like now. Just put it right there and then push it in. It's all the way. Don't hesitate, because it's my first time doing me a favor by fucking me. You did it. We're doing it. This must be sinful enough so that I won't be taken up to heaven. It definitely feels sinful, but it feels heavenly too. At least my old view of heaven before I found it, there were dinosaurs there. But keep going. I don't want to stop now. I want to feel it all. Even if the Velociraptors don't take me to heaven, they still might attack me if I get too close. So this might be my only chance at sex. I don't want to waste it. So good, that penis. that car, I couldn't quite fit in my mouth filled in so nicely and messy. Especially since you made me so wet. My mother told me that sex was a woman's duty to her husband. That it wasn't fun. But I think my mom was lying. Because I like this. I like a kind of fuck. Yes. Would you think I'm a little slutty if I was to wrap my legs around you? I guess I'm going to do it no matter what you think. Yes. I want to pull you deeper into me to make you making me feel so sexy, so naughty. That's it. Yeah. This is what the raptors have been like. Not dinosaurs running around carrying people and pieces of people on heaven, but the face of pleasure and happiness and this feeling of ecstasy crawling throughout my body. And having orgasms. I'm going to have one soon. It's going to be more happiness than I thought possible. I'm almost scared of how powerful it's going to be. I don't want to stop. I need to feel it. I need to feel you having orgasms in me, like men and women were meant to do since Adam and Eve. Even if we aren't husband and wife, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't need to be a woman so to have sex. I can be just, I can just be a slut. After an orgasm like that, I don't think they'd ever allow me to happen. I'm definitely going to hell for enjoying sex that much. Especially outside my marriage with a man I just met. Here, let's get up. It's gonna get quieter outside. I didn't know this before. With the noise we were making, but there's a lot less screaming and roaring. They're gone. Or going. I see two last velociraptors angels fighting over that guy from the choir at church desk. They carry him into the clouds. But 10 minutes worked! They're coming for me. I'm safe from eternal salvation and from the dinosaurs. I don't need heaven anyway. I think I found something I'd rather be doing forever, right down here on earth. And now that those angels are finally gone, I'm feeling a little bit devilish and very horny again.